The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest today, John Cognetti, president, owner, broker of record of Heinerfeld Real Estate.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John. I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
To search the MLS or to view our listings, you can go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Also there, you can listen to our archived radio shows, and you can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Okay, John Cognetti, commercial real estate specialist of Heinerfeld Realty. You've been in business since, Heinerfeld Real Estate's been in business since 1934, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're conveniently located down on Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. That's right. Tell me a little bit about you, your background, and so forth, please.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Jackie. I've been in the real estate business for 34 years now, and my primary reason for getting into real estate was to actually handle some commercial properties that our family owned. And I had a background in architecture, and historic preservation was very intriguing to me at the time. So I came back to Scranton and eventually got my real estate license and started with Sidney Heinerfeld.
Okay, great. 34 years doing business and you're still here going strong. That's amazing, John. For our purposes, in order to have an intelligent discussion regarding matters pertaining to the commercial real estate market, we invited you in because I feel that, you know, here locally, you are the closest thing to a commercial expert that there is. I know that that word is something that maybe you don't want to refer to, but you're a commercial specialist, you're a commercial pro, and that's how I feel about you. So today, for our purposes, why don't we start off by talking about what's going on in the commercial market in downtown Scranton, Wilkes-Barre area, please?
Well, the commercial market mimics what's going on nationally. We have a lot of instances where there are vacancies because of industrial facilities closing, factories closing, warehousing. We're also having the retail sector, which is shrinking because there is less demand. And our office market is fairly stable. But the thing about northeastern Pennsylvania and the metropolitan areas of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, they never built a lot of real estate on speculation. So we do not have the large vacant shopping centers and vacant office buildings and things that a lot of other areas currently have because of the slowdown in commercial real estate. Our business, we actually go as far south to below Hazleton. We go to the Delaware River into the Poconos, and now we're getting into the Marcellus Shale area, which is a very interesting marketplace for real estate in general, and especially for commercial real estate.
I didn't know that. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What are you doing in that area?
One of our associates has taken it on as her field to establish herself commercially as a real estate commercial agent for the northern tier counties. And she has developed her own website, and also she has taken on several listings in that marketplace and has introduced herself to a lot of the native people in that area. They never had a strong commercial presence because the area was basically farmland and undeveloped until the Marcellus Shale was discovered.
It's a fairly new area, and for her to go to dive into this is exceptional, because I know that, you know, my residential real estate peers are having quite the time. Every day there's something new, learning something new. It's hard to value properties. It's quite an undertaking.
It certainly is, Jackie. And the interesting thing is to see the effect of all of what's going on there here in our market.
Right.
And we're seeing some of it right now in the hospitality industry. The hotels and motels along Interstate 81, they tend to be occupied by, rented out to people that are working in the Marcellus Shale area. So that's created a demand that the hospitality industry nationwide through the recession suffered, but ours hasn't been as bad because of the demand for rooms from those people. Plus, then you get the offshoots of the bars and the restaurants and everything else. So the workers, some of them are working here, which is good, and helping the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre market. Then there's a whole other segment, of course, that has affected the residential market, the people who actually rent apartments and houses out in the Marcellus Shale area.
Right, right. Interesting. So let's get back, if you don't mind, to downtown Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, the retail, office, and living areas. What do you see happening in this area? Do you see a lot of sales or leasing?
Well, we see a lot of both, actually. There have been quite a few transactions in downtown Scranton over the last 10 years of properties being sold, and then they have been redeveloped, and then they've been sold again. So it's beginning to create a market that never actually existed before. Downtown Scranton went through, at least when in my career, long period of times when things did not sell for whatever reason. Businesses closed and their buildings stayed vacant. That all started to change. I know back in the 70s, when I got into the business, prior to that, I was very much involved with a group of young people who believed that downtown Scranton had a lot to offer as a place to live. And this is 30 years ago. And we were involved in historic preservation basically to preserve the architecture, which everybody who comes from outside the area tells us locally what beautiful architecture we have. So it's interesting to see now, 30 years later, it coming full circle, where we're seeing these buildings rehabilitated into apartment complexes and things like that. One of the first transactions I did was to sell the Brooks Building, and that was sold to local people who had the vision, and they converted it to the luxury apartments. And that's now 20-some years ago, and the building is now been renovated again to include more apartments. So it showed that there's a demand for apartment living in downtown Scranton that long ago. Another property we were involved in was the Connell Building, and that's just opened up again as apartments. So it's very exciting.
It is very exciting, and I like to see that. And we do have some beautiful buildings in downtown Scranton. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is John Cognetti, president, broker, owner of Heinerfeld Real Estate Company in downtown Scranton. And do you see emerging trends other than living space in downtown Scranton or with the office, retail, or living market?
Well, what's happening is a lot of the buildings in downtown Scranton that are still existing are older office buildings. And as their usefulness has faded, they're being converted to apartments. So then the question is, are we creating a market, perhaps a trend, for new office buildings to be located in downtown Scranton? Because the generation today seems to want to live and work in close proximity and shop, whereas before everybody wanted to live in the suburbs and commute and travel. There's a different feeling today amongst the generation that's entering the workforce. And Scranton has a potential, as does downtown Wilkes-Barre, to offer that, as is downtown Hazleton, actually, to offer that mixed use of living, working, shopping for people.
Good. Now, do you see more leasing opportunities or more sale opportunities?
Well, given the size of the buildings, there are more leasing opportunities than there are selling opportunities.
But you're still selling.
But we're still selling. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've sold most of the buildings, a lot of the buildings in downtown Scranton, and we continue to do so. But now they're appealing to a different level of purchaser, I should say. Originally, it was the person who wanted to renovate the building. But now the buildings are already renovated, so they're being sold to investors. So it's a little bit different market now that they're appealing to.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we can come back to that after the break. We are headed towards the break. Before we do so, we'll have Pat review a listing, please.
Okay, I have a three-car garage with one 12-foot bay and two 8-foot bays on a huge lot in West Scranton. It's located at 145 Morris Avenue, and it's listed for only $34,900. This is perfect for a car collector or a contractor, somebody where to keep your trucks. The taxes are only $479, so I wish my taxes were $479. It is listed by Sarah Weiss. That's 145 Morris Avenue. That's off Washburn. That's a three-car garage for only $34,900.
Okay, thank you, Pat. It's break time. Please stay with us. We will be back in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning again. And our special guest, John Cognetti. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Pat and Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us. You are the president, broker, owner of Heinerfeld Real Estate Company in downtown Scranton on Lackawanna Avenue. And it's been in business since 1934. And you're a seasoned veteran of the real estate business. And your specialty is commercial real estate. And you've been doing this for 34 years.
Correct, Jackie. Maybe a little bit too long. I don't know, but I still love it.
Almost as long as I've been on this earth.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Before the break, we were talking about some emerging trends that you see commercially in downtown Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. You're seeing somewhat of the commercial landscape changing.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a lot of residences apartments and buildings changing from maybe a certain use one way going into another use. And there are some sales happening in commercial real estate, which is great news, and a lot of leasing. Okay. On the break, Pat, you had a question.
Yeah, you were talking about historic preservations and the buildings in downtown. Did you have anything to do with the Radisson, the Lackawanna Hotel being reopened?
Well, not directly, but I was part, and I was past president, and involved with a group of young people that had moved back to Scranton, and some local people that lived here that really took an interest in the architecture of Scranton, particularly downtown Scranton. And the Conrail had just closed or discontinued the rail service to New York City in 1973. So this was like in 75, 76. And we formed a group called the Architectural Heritage Association. It still exists today, by the way. And one of our tasks or our goals was to re-interest people in what they had locally in the architecture and the history of Scranton in particular. So we had asked Conrail, and we were involved with another organization at the time, if we could use it for a community during Preservation Week. We called it a preservation ball, actually, and it had been closed up. So we had gotten permission from Conrail, and we got it opened, and we had to go in there, but it had been vacant for 4 years, so all the volunteers had to clean up everything. And I never forget, it was in May, and it was freezing in the building. Outside it was like 50, 80 degrees, inside it was like 40. But we had to do all that, and we brought the community in 2 years in a row. And I think when people began to realize what was there, it kind of spawned the interest amongst the people and the politicians and things to, hey, we should keep this building. And as a result, down the road, it was turned into a hotel.
Yeah, that's a wonderful building. Every time my parents come into town, they love to go there and stay there. And I met my beautiful wife, Jackie, there. So that place holds a little place in my, big place in my heart.
Now that has historic significance.
Yes, it does. We'll pass that on to my son.
It's a magnificent structure, I have to say. Okay, you know, I was when I was working on this show, John, I was coming across, I wanted to pull the numbers of commercial sales sold in the multi-list. So active sales as of the end of August, or active, excuse me, listings were 199. Mm-hmm. And sold for 2011 was 26 properties compared to 2010 sold 29 properties. Now, if you go to Luzerne County, same time frame, active listings for sale in the commercial market, and this is nothing to do with leasing, just for sale, 220 available for sale. 2011 sold to the end of August were 34, compared to 2010 sold 36. So you're right where you were last year, practically, on both Lackawanna and Luzerne counties.
Well, that's true for the brokers that are part of the MLS system, but we deal with a lot of the brokers and sales of properties that are not, who are not members of the MLS system. So there are a lot of sales that are not recorded that way.
Okay. So where does, is there a database for that?
Actually, there is not a database. When you would have to combine those sales, tracking sales through the courthouses, and then arrive at what the market was, actually.
Okay.
We do not have the level of sophistication that primary and secondary markets have. We're considered a tertiary market.
I can't believe that.
Well, I've always was hoping that one of the universities or colleges were taken on as a research project and how to track, you know, the numbers of commercial properties in the market and then how often they turn over. And it's really research, as you well know, as you today with our MLS system, you can do a lot of research, but it takes a lot of work, and it takes someone that has the time, and it costs money to do it. And most of us, like you and I, are too busy running our own businesses to invest in that kind of research. Although it would be very helpful to appraisers and to the government, and a lot of other statistical information could be gathered that way, but we do not yet have that.
Well, I went to your website, and I love it. It's very nice, and it has a lot of information there. But, you know, until recently, and my understanding was you guys on the commercial listings didn't even get to be listed on Realtor.com, correct?
Correct. That's
Is
correct.
Is there a place that commercial listings on the internet can be placed?
Oh, yes. There's two services that we use, and they're marketing tools. They're not like the MLS system that is more or less governed by rules and regulations and the code of ethics that we all take as being realtors. But there are two commercial sites that are available that we are participants, members of our firm are all participants, and we place all of our listings. And they are CoStar and LoopNet. And those are the two preeminent services in the entire country for all of commercial real estate. Uh-huh. And actually the world, too, because a lot of times we could track where we're getting what we call a hit, as you know, from. And it's very interesting. Sometimes we're getting hits on our properties in Scranton, Pennsylvania, from China.
So right.
I always find that interesting.
What are those websites again?
CoStar and LoopNet.
LoopNet.
And now we just found out is happening in all over that apparently the two of them might be merging. So we might only have one system sooner or later.
Well, it's a nice place for people to go when they're looking for commercial real estate and one place, you know, where all the listings are. So great. So would you consider vacancy rates high, stable, flat, low?
Well, in the industrial market, we've seen our vacancy rate high. Warehousing, manufacturing spaces, it's improving somewhat. It has improved in the last year a little bit, but not as much as we would all like. There's a lot of available industrial buildings that are for lease or for sale. And when we look at the industrial market, Jackie, we have to look at it much broader than Scranton-Wilkesbury because it's considered the I-81 corridor. And we're the northern part of the I-81 corridor. So that stretches from all the way from Carbondale all the way on down to almost the Schuylkill County line, to the Schuylkill County line. So that's the industrial market. So yes, there is an increased vacancy in that particular area.
Okay. All right. At this point, maybe we can start talking about leases, the different types of commercial leases, because they're complicated. Can you give me an idea, in general terms, nothing too specific, what type of lease there are for commercial purposes, like triple net, net, gross, percentage?
Right. It's very confusing, and it continues to be confusing, because there isn't a national norm as to what those terms mean. When people say triple net, it always included real estate taxes, insurance, and property maintenance. But actually, people don't understand sometimes when it's triple net that they're responsible for the parking lot improvements, paving, they're responsible for the roof, they're responsible for structural issues, plumbing issues, your HVAC systems, stuff like that. So everybody has a different connotation of what triple net means. So what we do is advise our clients is to spell out in the lease exactly who pays for what, so there's not a misunderstanding. But triple net leasing typically is applied to industrial rentals. You don't necessarily see it in the office business, leasing business, and you don't see it necessarily in the retail end of it. What you do see in the office leasing is typically gross leases, which means that you pay a rent one rent, and that includes everything. That includes all your utilities. That includes janitorial. That includes somebody coming in and empty the trash cans every so often. You know, they take care of the parking lot, the lobby, the hallways, the bathrooms, everything. So that's
utilities.
Utilities are all included typically, and that's how office buildings have always been leased, multi-tenant office buildings. Then you get into the situation where someone rents a storefront or one office, multi-tenant office. And that's different because you may pay your own utilities, but then I take care of the parking lot. And I take care of if the HVAC system breaks down, then I, you know, repair it. But you maintain it. You have the service contract on it. So all those little nuances have to be. And that's where I'm not bragging, or I shouldn't brag, but you bring in a commercial practitioner who knows the ins and outs of commercial leasing so that you're well represented, because a lease document is a complicated document. Mm-hmm. And you have to know what you're getting for the price, because people say, oh, it's $10 a square foot. Well, is it $10 a square foot gross or is it net? And, you know, then what does it mean? Then when you balance all that stuff out, it might be just as reasonable as something somebody is charging you $15 or $20 a square foot. So that's the difference. And the last thing is retail, or in retail, percentage leases has been where you see that, because it, typically it's a part of a percentage of the sales the store does after a certain factor. We haven't seen that much, as much of that locally with small retail tenants like the mom and pops or the some of the regionals that we deal with, but the national ones we do see.
Like
that.
Grocery stores?
Yeah,
or?
That's a whole different, grocery stores and things like that, typically okay. Percentage rentals and yeah.
So that's a percentage of
their gross volume. Right. And drug stores also, the major drug chains have a percentage. They have to reach a threshold in sales, and once they go above that threshold, a percentage of that increase is charged as rent back right. to the landlord.
Okay, got it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And John, funny you should say all that, because what I was going to ask you, and I guess there's really no way to answer this, what is the average price per square foot on a rental?
Well, there isn't. Uh-huh. It depends on the property and it depends on the location. Like we're seeing, when we say Class A office space, for example, Class A office space would be your buildings that are built in the last 20 years. And typically they apply to office buildings in the Eastmount Corporate Center, the Glamora Corporate Center, or some of the newer buildings in Clark Summit. And they could be as high as $21 a square foot, $21. And those are all modern office buildings, which you would think of. But then when you get into the older buildings and the Class B office buildings that are nice, but they're not modern, the rentals then go down. And then you get into what we call classified Class C office buildings that they haven't been up to date and renovated, and they may not even have central air conditioning in them. And older buildings. And so it's even less. No. So there isn't a per se, but the high end is that. You know, a good office in downtown Scranton might be 15, 16, 17, depending, again, how it fits on the scale. The interesting thing about the region is that we do not have a lot of brand-new office buildings being built. Interestingly enough, we're involved in the Mount Pleasant Corporate Center right off of the North Scranton Expressway, which is just opening this fall. We've put two tenants in there. And that's going to be probably one of the newest office buildings built in downtown Scranton in a number of years.
Right. Oh, wow. Good stuff, John. Thanks so much for coming in with us today. Would you come back next week? Because we didn't cover anywhere near the information I wanted to get out there today.
Oh, Jackie, I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we close, we're going to review a listing, please.
Yes, I have a 4-unit in the Manuka section of Scranton for only $159,900. That's located at 3268 Pittston Avenue. This property is fully rented with 4 1-bedroom units. The kitchens in the units are newer. It has newer electrical and it has off-street parking for all the tenants. That's 3268-3270 Pittston Avenue. That's a 4-unit building for $159,900 listed by Jason Thomas.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker today with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and our special guest, John Cognetti from Heinerfeld Real Estate Company, president, broker, owner. If you have any questions during the week, please
feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
You can search the MLS or our listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Thanks for listening and have a fantastic weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.